Previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
Jake Bug and All I Need on Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne Lee and Charlie T. I'm always, always welcoming a good story, right?
That's why you're playing this feel-good music.
So I came across the story on social media and thought we have to chat to this young man. We have to have a conversation with him and highlight what he has been doing. Let me introduce you to 12-year-old Clarendon Park primary pupil Cody Allen. Now what he's done is he started the ball rolling on Sunday when he used some of his own money. To buy a bucky load of dog food for the Animal Welfare Society in Victoria Drive after he heard that the shelter was facing some tough times.
Oh, good on Cody, man. Well done, boy.
Cody, hello and good morning.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fine, and you?
I'm good, bud. Listen, firstly, wow, incredible for you to do this. What sparked it?
I saw it on my mom's Facebook that the animal welfare was running out of food.
Okay. And then you decided to then go buy a bucky load of dog food?
Yes.
Out of your own money?
Yeah.
Gee whiz. How much was it? Can you remember how much you spent?
I can't remember that one.
Okay.
Was it all of your money, Cody? All of your pocket money?
Yeah.
Oh, good on you, boy. Well done, man.
Well, firstly, we have to give him a round of applause.
Yes. A slow kid.
Cody, we need more young people like you in the world. That is really kind of you to do that.
And speaking of needing more of you, Cody, I'm hoping, because I would assume that someone who's got a heart as kind as yours obviously has a lot of friends. I hope you've been encouraging some of your friends to get involved as well.
Yes, I have. Uncle Big John, owner of Big John Fishing Charters, for a nice big load of dog food. And Loadmask Greenhouse Services, Mr. Richard Donaldson donated 5,000 rand worth of dog food.
5,000 rand?
Good grief.
Yes.
5,000 rand's a hell of a lot of money, yeah.
Cody, I have to ask you, you're doing all these good deeds. Tell us, what would you like to become one day?
I would like to be a farmer, but with a business, I don't really know yet.
Oh, good on you, man.
Yeah, so you're thinking of becoming a farmer?
Yeah.
You're so generous as well.
Yeah.
I would support that farm, Cody. I would certainly buy some produce from your farm.
Thank you.
Okay, so where to from here? Are you going to continue doing this drive to collect more and more dog food and maybe support other organizations in Port Elizabeth as well?
Yes, I'm going to try.
Okay. I'm going to try. I like that.
That's fantastic.
I'm going to try.
Cody, I don't know, if folk perhaps want to help you and assist you, how can they do that? I know Dad is close by as well. If you got the information, or Dad, either one?
They could phone my dad's business by the name of Tree Man.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, because we're trying to also now try to get food together for cats.
Oh, for cats too.
Lovely. Cats as well. Okay.
Gee whiz, you're just going to be the savior of everything.
Jeez. The animal whisperer. Okay, so they need to get in touch with Dad. They need to look out for Tree Man. And I'm sure they can find that online or on social media platforms and so on.
Yeah. All right. They can.
All right. Listen, Cody, well done. Thank you for being such a good child and adding some value to society right now when we need it.
Yeah.
So thank you. Yes?
Could my dad just please mention some of the people's names that donated dog food? I'm just scared I forget them.
Okay. Is your dad there?
Yes, he is. Yeah, right here.
Okay. Let's have a chat.
Thank you.
Hi, folks.
Hey, Dad.
Hi, Dad. Proud Dad.
Well done, Dad.
Someone gets forgotten. That's more his mom than his mother. His mother's the one that started with saying that we need to go to help them. The welfare was setting off. Yeah. I'd like to just mention a couple of people's names because it was really quite surprising how this worked out. And I think you're going to go wow as well. A woman from Port Elizabeth, an ex-PE person who now lives in Greece, Susan Bernardo King. She heard about this and she donated, I'm not going to mention numbers, over 1,000 rand from Greece. She lives in Athens. She now lives there, and she remembered Port Elizabeth, and she sent money for animal welfare. A man from New Zealand, Robert Tonks, also an old PE boy, he also sent well over R1,000. A old Port Elizabeth girl, Joanne German Robertson, when she heard this on the Facebook page, she's also sent over R1,000. So it's all over the country.
Yeah, it's just gone viral. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Yeah, and then Kevin Brown, one of the Brown brothers from VPR school, Kevin sent, I don't know, 5, 6, 7 bags of dog food. Kim Francis Starbucks sent same kind of number of bags of dog food. One of my competitors, Trees and Edges, Alinda Clue, delivered 100 kilograms of dog food yesterday. And then a Zimbabwe immigrant who came to this country with absolute nothing and is still building himself up, a black guy by the name of Simba Rushu, he has a little business called Tree Monkeys. He donated a whole lot of money. I couldn't believe that the man is battling and he still put money in. And then, of course, Big John from Big John Fishing Tools, the gentleman of the fishing world, he started the real ball rolling with the donations, and he gave Cody also like 10, 12 bags of dog food. And then the last thing that happened yesterday, Richard Donaldson from, what's that place, Load Mass Crane Services. He's one of the chairpersons or something of the Port Elizabeth Deep Sea Club. He phoned and said, tell that boy of yours I'll give R5,000 towards it. I'll pick him up tomorrow and he'll go buy it. So later on today, he's coming around with a small truck and he's going to buy R5,000 of the dog food for Cody.
Oh, that's awesome. Listen, great story, and we hope this continues. And thank you for doing this.
Thank you for noting. It's a very special moment for my child to have been noticed. Just acting forward with students.
Absolutely. Have a great day, Dad. And bye-bye, Cody.
Bye-bye.
Cheers, guys. Bye-bye. Oh, keep it up.
What an inspirational story to lift the spirits and make us feel good on a Thursday. Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.